It's time for Buff Talk here on 99.9 The Rock. A chance to hear from the coaches and athletes from Garden City High School. Let's go live to Old Chicago in Garden City and join the voice of the Buffaloes, Cal Friedman.
Welcome back to Buff Talk here on September 11th here live at Old Chicago Pizza and Tap Room. If you're looking to come in tonight to watch the game, final game of NFL Week 1, it's the Buffalo Bills and the New York Jets. Old Chicago does have game day specials, a Voodoo Ranger Haze, which is $5 pints, $7 talls. They also have U.S. Classics going at $4 pints, $5 talls of Coors Light, Miller Light, Busch Light, and Bud Light. If you want to come in and watch some football, or if you want to come in and talk to us. But before we get into that, let's introduce what we're going on out on Buff Talk tonight. Of course, we had last week off with Labor Day. We will have Brian Hill, the head coach of the Garden City High School football team, who defeated Wichita North 70-15 on Friday during their first win of the season. We will hear from Coach Hill alongside a couple other student athletes from the Buffs football team later on. But before we get into that, we're going to talk to another man who was at that game, actually also was working, which I didn't realize before. But when I got to meet him, he was holding the tailgate, cooking burgers with Coach Jacob Miller, and it is new men's basketball head coach Luke Swedberg. Luke, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thank you for having me on tonight.
Yeah, of course. So Buffalo's basketball last season finished 20-2. Beat the previous program record of 12-0, which beat the 12-0 start from the 1949 to 1950 squad. And they just won the WAC title. You're replacing head coach Matt Williamson, who departed for Logan High School in West Virginia. Before I get too into the team, from what I understand, your wife had ties to the areas to Garden City before. Can you explain that to the listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. So my wife, her maiden name is Burnbeck, Jamie Burnbeck, and she graduated from Garden City High School in 2015. Mm-hmm. And so we actually, through a series of events, met at Dort University about 3 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where we got together. We got hired within the same month, actually. And, you know, we kind of started a date, and then we got engaged and married last summer. Only been a year. But a lot of things have come together here now. We're actually expecting our first child in December, and there was an opportunity to come home.
Congratulations for that. Let me ask, while you were at Dort, what did your wife tell you about the high school?
Yeah, she said that Garden City had some of the best facilities around. And, you know, obviously with our numbers at the high school, you know, there's some opportunity there for some growth, and there's a lot of room to continue to make the basketball program better. Okay. You know, obviously Coach Williamson did a great job when he was here. Those numbers speak for themselves, but there's still opportunities to grow a youth program here and just kind of keep building for the future.
So first impressions of the high school after coming here for a couple months, have you liked it?
Yeah, just being in the high school building for a month, there's a lot of support here. There's a great administration. We have a great student body. You know, if you were at that high school football game last Friday night, you figure out that this town cares about what their student athletes are doing. Mm-hmm. You know, that's that support can't be faked anyway. You have to show up and support. And our sideline was absolutely filled.
And as someone who's worked in the high school level, and I'll get to that in a moment, how important is that to have, you know, the backing of such a passionate fan base?
Oh, it's absolutely everything. I think when you talk about, you know, the entire structure of a community, the backbone of it kind of is its high school. And, you know, that's really important to see how many people actually come out and support those kids who are putting in a lot of hard work and things like that. And it's just really great to see in this town here.
So let me dive into that. So while the parking lot and your, of course, the Garden City sideline was very filled, you and Jacob Miller, who's the coach of the women's basketball team, got together before football. Again, thank you for the food. To have a basketball tailgate for the football game. How important is that just to build that off-court chemistry right before the season?
Oh, it's kind of everything. On every good team that I've been a part of, relationships off the court matter almost more than they matter on the floor.
Okay.
Because trust is only built by how much you like people or like how much you trust them, right? Yep. And so to kind of build that trust, we have to build authentic friendships off the floor, mm-hmm. because that's the easiest way that everybody's going to say, hey, I've got this next guy's back.
So was it your idea or Coach Miller's idea to grill burgers?
You know, that was Coach Miller's idea. Okay. I'm not going to take that fire from him. But he does a great job. You know, he's a great connector of people. You know, if you spend any time with him, man, he knows something personal about you. He knows the names of a bunch of different people. And, you know, he's a great guy to be connected to in this community.
He's a good cook, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yes, he was. I thought it was very good.
Who taught you those lessons of kind of building relationships on and off the court?
You know, I don't know if I could pin it down to one person.
Okay.
I think there has been a lot of great people who have invested in me as a coach and as a player before that. You know, I think if I go back to Chris Vanderhyde, he was the first person that I worked for at the high school level. Mm-hmm. But he honestly showed me that, you know, the biggest thing that we can show people is love. And, you know, out of that love and what we do, you know, maybe you can gain some trust that way with everybody who's involved in the program, whether that's the administrators, the parents, the players themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, I give him a lot of credit. My last boss at Dort University, Brian Van Haften, was huge on player relationships, connections to each other. You know, it really just can't be undervalued at all.
Okay, so let me start with your time at Dort University. You spent 3 years there, NAIA school in Iowa. You mentioned that Brian Van Haften brought you on to the staff. What were some of the things that really stood out in his program that you want to try and influence here?
Well, I think my first day on the job here, I got to watch him kind of in an open gym environment.
Okay.
And he made his way around to every guy that was at that open gym, probably about 15 to 20 guys in the gym. And he addressed them about something current that was going on in their life. And I was kind of amazed. You know, it's the summertime. Guys got a lot of different things going on. And he was able to touch each one of those guys that was in the gym. Mm-hmm. And I kind of want to be able to do that same thing. Kind of move around and know something personal about each and every one of them. And can you touch on something here? Can you touch on something there? And just kind of keep those personal points of contact.
Okay.
And so that was something that was really impressive about him. You know, he had a very open door policy. Every guy, you can come in and see him anytime you want. Talk to him about anything. And there weren't any topics that were off limits. And so that's some things that I want to bring to our guys here.
So literally you flip the script for a second. Is there anything current that you want to know about me? Because we're going to have to meet a lot this season.
Goodness sakes, I'm going to have to know, you know, what your favorite meal is so I can buy it for you every now and then.
Oh, okay. I'm an expensive buy. Any kind of good sushi is good with me. That'd be my go-to meal then.
All right.
I do warn you, I eat a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I don't get to buy that too often, so I'll put that on the list.
Okay. So during your time at Dort, you spent 3 seasons there. Mm-hmm. Team was 64-26. What were some of the biggest things that you learned both on and off the court during that time?
Yeah, off the floor. I mean, player relationships are just the biggest key. Mm-hmm. Biggest key to building trust, the biggest key to building a program. And I think on the floor it was, you know, his big thing was he always wanted to score points.
Okay.
It never bothered him when we got scored on, it bothered him if we couldn't score.
Yeah.
So that was kind of one of those interesting deals where, you know, if it's 20 to 20 and it's 7 minutes into the game, he's not that upset because we can't get a stop. He just wants to keep scoring. And so for us, can we just continue playing fast and trusting our skills over and over again?
Yeah.
And for the course of a game. And not being able or not being afraid to make mistakes either. I think that was one of the things that he did extremely well was he allowed guys to play to their strengths, but was never upset with them when they tried to make a play and made a mistake.
Okay.
So I think that's something for me. I want to take that to our guys as well as, man, we're trying to make plays. and we're going to make the right one for the team. And that's going to come with making some mistakes too.
And what does it take to find what a player truly is best at?
Well, I think that takes a lot of time in the gym with them.
Yeah.
And kind of doing some film study and knowing what I want to get inside the player's head and see what they see. Okay. And gain things from their perspective too. And then I also want them to be able to see it from the team aspect well.
Let me go back to something that you said a couple of minutes ago. We're talking with new Buffs men's basketball coach Luke Swedberg here, who's replacing Matt Williamson. I want to ask about one thing. You were just mentioning the player relations that were the most important thing when I asked you what was the biggest thing that you learned at Dort. Was there a player relationship that stood out to you the most?
For Coach Van Haften or myself?
Either.
I think the one that stood out the most, honestly, was the one that he had with our All-American five-man, Jacob Viss.
Okay.
It was interesting because, you know, obviously during the year you have some more one-on-one time with people. But during the season, Jacob Viss hit a part of the year where, man, he went on a tear a little bit.
Okay.
I mean, if you look at his season stats, he had an unbelievable season. He shot 65% from the floor and, you know, like 44% from the arc. Unbelievable year. And if you were to ask Coach VH, what are your conversations like with Jacob? He would go, haven't talked to him. So there was probably 2 months of the year where he said, man, I haven't talked to Jacob in weeks. And so, like, him just being able to feel out the different situations that happen. Man, that guy's doing great. I'm leaving him alone.
Okay.
But and at the same time, like, if a guy was really struggling, man, he could bring him in. And, you know, if something was going on off the floor, he was going to find out about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, then they could talk about it then and kind of get a plan of attack for what was next and how to get him in the right situation from there.
Okay. So I've just pulled up Jacob's numbers. So his last season, he averaged 19.5 points per game and over 7.5 rebounds per game. Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask this about Coach Van Haften. Was he someone that liked to go through his big man, or Jacob just that good?
You know, it kind of changed a little bit.
Okay.
Our last year, we ran a lot of zoom action, which did go through Jacob a lot at the top of the key. Mm-hmm. And from there, sometimes the system helps you, but the other players also make it go around you as well.
Okay.
And so we had some other really good players on the team. Mm-hmm. And so when you have five guys who can shoot, who can play, you know, that makes one-on-one matchups more available. And Jacob's good enough to be able to take advantage of a lot of those.
Is that something that you really want to build here? It's kind of a balanced offense?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I think the more players who can shoot it, who can dribble it, and who can score it just a bit, they're the hardest teams to guard.
Okay, so let me go back to your time actually in high school. This is not your first high school coaching job. You were the girls basketball coach at New Prague High School in Minnesota. When you started there, your first season, you were 9 games under 500. When you left, you had won 4A Girls Coach of the Year, and you led the team to a 21-7 record. What goes into building up a program like that?
You know, I think when you talk about the overall success of a program, you need to talk about what you do at the youth level too.
Okay.
I think there's a foundation of skill that you need to build. And it takes a village to really do that. And that's one thing that does excite me about being here in Garden City is that I believe there is that village to do that. There's a lot of great people who are wanting to invest in that, kind of be a part of that. And I think more so when you coach with high clarity, you can more so expect a higher performance.
When you talk about when you talk about a village, is it a big village? Are there a lot of residents, or does it only take a few? Like, I'm kind of curious, who belongs in your village? Who are some of the people that you need to establish?
You know, I think there's a lot of different things that go into that. Obviously, your other coaches have to be on board with what you're doing. You have to get the players on board. I think the parents play a role in that as well. They got to get on board as well. And, you know, it's kind of really everybody, you know. Obviously, you play a huge part in this too. You're trying to bring great attention to high school athletes across all different types of sports, college athletes as well, right? And so everybody can play a part in this. This isn't a, man, is it a big village, small village question.
Okay.
I think that it's more important that, man, do we have a direction that we're going? Can I speak it with clarity? And then can we get everybody on the bus in the right seats?
Well, I'm happy to be part of the village.
Absolutely, you are.
Okay, let me ask one thing. You mentioned the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Do you deal with the parents as much at the college level than you do during the high school level?
No, that's a good question because it's different.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're not there for every single aspect that goes on in the child's life like they are in high school. I believe that they all play an important part in the culture that is a team. So, yes, it's different, but it's still important.
Okay.
Right? I think you need to invite parents in to be a part of your culture. I think you can't shy away from that. So, yes, it's different, but it's still important.
And do you prefer it that way? Do you prefer to like to have the parents inside the culture?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. 100%. You know, what I view this as is parents are trusting you with their most prized possession. You know, they're sending you their son or daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to give each individual that's on your team your absolute best. You know, not everybody can play basketball, right? There's five people out there at one time.
Yeah.
But at the same time, can we teach them how to have grit, how to have gratitude, and how to grow as a person? Absolutely, we can. And that's some things that I really value. And I think parents value it too.
I want to talk about some things about you. One of the first things you said when you hopped on the show, and again, thank you so much for coming on, was about showing love to people. Where did you learn that?
You know,
I know
love,
it's a very tough question.
Love is the strongest human emotion there is. It's a much higher motivator than fear. But I always believed that if somebody cared for me, then I was going to do my best for them. And I just feel like the best teams love each other. And I got to experience that when I went off to college and I was at Bethel University and I watched this football team who's ranked in the top 10 in the nation all year long. Who's these big, strong dudes who on Saturday afternoons looked like they want to rip somebody's head off. But if you go to their practice on Friday night, they got their arms around each other singing songs and they're telling personal testimony stories about themselves that sometimes aren't the easiest thing to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always believed that that's what really made a team come together. And that's what showing love to people is being honest with them, telling them what they could be. No, I think especially our young people right now, they aren't told enough how good they could be at something. And I think it's something they need to believe in, and then it's something that they need to chase. And I need to do that for myself as well.
I absolutely love that answer. I really appreciate the honesty there, and I can tell that's coming from the heart. I guess one thing that I also want to ask is, what does it take for you to get these players to open up to you? Because right now, you're their teacher, or you're going to be their coach. What does it take for you to be more than that?
I think it honestly takes a little vulnerability on my end as well.
Okay.
They first need to know that I'm not perfect. I'm human, very flawed. I need grace just as much as the next person does. And I have to use those opportunities to show them grace too, because we're not perfect. Yes, we have standards that we want to achieve, and we need to be accountable to those standards. And then when the standard is broken, we need some grace and some forgiveness in there as well. I think that's truly where it's going to be. Okay, do I really want to open up to this person or not? Well, let me go first, and then we'll go from there.
So I guess one last question to ask you. For the people that are listening right now who you haven't had the chance to meet yet or connect with, what is something that you want people to know that this Buffalo's team is going to work for this coming season?
You know, I think what I really want this Buffalo team to be about is impacting people and building our community even more. I want third graders to be excited that Emilio Zunt knows their name. And that's something I don't think you can put a price tag on. Is, you know, you're building this basketball community like we are within our sport. But at the same time, like, we want people to know that a Buffalo basketball is here for our community. And the people within our community are striving to impact others within this Garden City community as well. And, you know, for me, that's probably the most important part, is that our team is going to work for that vision, to impact people, to build this community, to play, and to be people of grit, to be people of gratitude, and for us to show growth. You know, whether that's as a player within our relationships and as a person as well.
Well, I am super excited to see this community, this village be grown. And most importantly, I'm very excited for you to buy me sushi one night. That is new Buffalo's men's basketball head coach, Luke Swedberg, with a very great interview. And I cannot wait to see this team play the season. Coach, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
Awesome. Thank you for having me, Cal. Appreciate it.
Cannot wait to see the Buffaloes start their season up. That one will start in December. We come back here on Buff Talk. We will hear from 14th-year head coach Brian Hill from the football team after they picked up their first win of the season. It's all coming up in a moment here live from Old Chicago.